In a cobbled alley, four boys kick a football in the rain. One shoots at a goal painted on a brick wall. He scores and the ball bounces back towards the same four, now in their 30s. Begsy, Glynn, Hodge and Daz. Daz wears a blue and white striped Stockport County top. As they go into a pub, the Admiral Nelson, the landlord Warren, a fat bearded guy with glasses, cuffs Begsy round the back of the head. He sticks a sign up on the door. Great night out. Day on a walkway outside some flats.
That's it.
Right, just take your time. You got it.
Cheers for giving this me mum, Tonky.
Yeah, nice one, Tonks.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this is hurting my wrist, you know.
Won't be the first time you said that, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, get it, man. Yep, that's it.
The wardrobe's in a lift.
We're going, Glynn. We have to get in the wardrobe. There's no room otherwise.
Tonky opens the wardrobe doors.
In you go, son.
Tall Glynn gets in the wardrobe and Tonky shuts the doors.
I'm claustrophobic.
Tonky beams as the lift doors close. Begsy and Daz put the wardrobe down outside some terraced houses. They open the doors and Glynn stumbles out.
Yeah, very funny.
I'm so proud you're coming out the closet, Glynn.
Don't kick the arse off it, Daz.
Oh. Well, hello.
No. It's uncanny how you turn up once the heavy lifting's finished, isn't it?
No, because I've been working on finishing your bathroom, bird brain. Well, you finished it?
Oh, yes. Looks mint.
All right, so you contracted the workout, then.
Where is she? Hey, the telly's on. She's not answering, but the telly's on.
Oh, bollocks.
I'm coming, Mrs. B!
Glynn shoulder barges the yellow front door and bounces off it. Daz holds up the keys, then unlocks the door.
Mum? Are you in?
Is that you, Bexilo? I'm up here!
She's in the attic.
What are you doing up there?
I forget now, but the bloody stepladder toppled over as I climbed up. Been keeping busy, though. Watch your heads. Coming down. Ooh!
She lowers, then drops something in front of the boys.
A Christmas tree.
Oh, where's your Christmas spirit?
In September.
How long do you think you've been up there for, Pam?
Oh, it must be the best part of 4 hours now.
Four? What have I said to you about having your phone with you in case of emergencies?
I've got it, but I was waiting till after six for me free calls.
Begsy looks at the others, incredulous. Daz shrugs. Blonde Julie comes out of the cinema, smiling to herself.
Give me your purse, now!
Hiya, Kath.
Hiya. How you doing, babe?
I'm all right, how are you?
Inside the Camel's Head, that's what the film's called.
Yeah. It's one of the finest examples to emerge from the embryonic Kuwaiti film scene, fusing dogma-style realism with Bergman-esque existentialism.
Right.
The futility of war told from the perspective of a camel, really.
War horse with humps.
I hope Glynn don't get the hump. It's all in Arabic.
If he's with you, he'll love it. You love everything when you start going out, don't you? Even Hollyoaks.
Two coffees.
Oh, finally. Do we look like Rupert and Sukhjit?
It's for them.
I can't believe this. We've been here ages. I need a bloody haircut till we get out of here. Look at the baby, Joe.
Kath and Julie, anything else?
Can I have one of those, please?
Kath smiles at the baby at the Admiral Nelson pub.
That's his fifth one today.
I told you, I've got no cash and cards on me. I'll pay you later.
Oh, I've only got your word for it. I might never see it again.
Oh, bloody hell, hands up, Warren, you've got me. I've been coming here the last 18 years, what, just to play the long game? Just to wangle 10 lousy pints out of you?
All right, all right. Keep your testicles on. How are you getting on with the questions, Glynn, for the quiz?
What? I'm doing quiz night this week, aren't I? Warren's paying me £2, isn't he?
Yeah, well, people are complaining that the questions are being too easy, so Glynn's going to come up with some harder ones.
I'm very good at general knowledge, actually.
Yeah? The question's named the day that comes after Monday.
Then I look it up on the internet.
You'll remember to switch the laptop on first, though, won't you?
Yeah, well, at least Warren appreciates me.
Oh, here we go. What are you whinging about now?
Nothing. I'm just saying I could have died of suffocation in that wardrobe and all you two did was laugh.
It is the best medicine, Glynn.
Yeah, but why is the joke always at my expense?
Because you are our crystal skull. Don't tell him that.
What? What's a crystal skull?
Daz is the other week working on his bathroom.
You mean watching telly eating Monster Munch?
And Indiana Jones came on, Raiders of Classic. I love it, but Daz, he doesn't. He says he's more of a Temple of Doom man.
My favourite's Last Crusade.
Which makes you Crystal Skull?
Hang about, no. Crystal Skull's the crap one. Why do I have to be the crap one?
Yeah, deal with it.
Kath said that Julie's taking you to the cinema tonight to watch some foreign muck with subtitles.
Some art house film. Not really looking forward to it, to be honest, but I best go, you know. I don't want her to think I'm thick, do I?
What's it called?
No. Camel toe.
Inside the camel's head?
That's it. Yeah, have you seen it?
Oh, yeah, it is brilliant. Especially that bit halfway through when the pack of dinosaurs eat the camel.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely brilliant.
No, don't
spoil it for me. I'm going for a slash.
He hurries off.
What a crystal skull.
Night. Hodge, who has a goatee beard, opens his front door and stubs his toe on the way in. Kath loiters in the living room doorway.
Hodge?
Yes. I arrive home a little bit tipsy.
It's fine, darling. Have another beer if you want. And the football highlights are on. I might just have a quick bath.
I love you.
I want your butter. Hodge, will you bring me up a glass of wine once I'm in my bubbles, babe?
Yes.
And some Doritos.
Oh, yes.
And can we try and make a baby tonight?
Hodge looks round through gritted teeth. Carrying a paper bag under his arm, Daz wanders home along a rain-slicked pavement. He unlocks the front door and goes inside. He heads into his living room with a plate of fish and chips and an open can of beer. He sits on the sofa and turns on the TV with a remote control. He munches some chips, then scowls and looks down at his plate. A drip of water drops down from above. He looks up and frowns. The paintwork in the ceiling above him has bubbled outwards. It's covered in damp patches. Daz moves one seat along the sofa and carries on eating. The ceiling collapses and a funnel of water and broken plaster leaves Daz wide-eyed and shaking his head. Kath and Hodge are on the sofa in their front room.
We would have far less money. The holidays have to stop.
I went to the baby shop just to see how much everything had cost.
And?
She takes out a pair of baby boots.
On the queue! I know we'd agreed. Said just us two was perfection. But I can't resist. What do you think?
She puts her arms around his shoulders.
Daz.
Yep.
You flooded my house. There is a bathroom where the lounge used to be.
What? Well, that's not my fault.
Oh, isn't it? Well, that's funny, because when I left my house this morning, I had a bloody floor.
Do you want me to come over? Well, in the morning.
I'm stopping off at Coles, seeing as the only one you'll stop off at mine at the moment are mermaids. You're a muppet.
Colleen opens her front door.
All right.
Have you spoke to Beth?
She said you can stay tonight, but that's it.
What? Anyone thinks she owns the place?
She does.
Let me talk to her.
He is very handy round the house. He's a dab hand with the Dyson. And he will bring you breakfast in bed every morning, won't you, Daz?
Also, Bev, I will get you a steal of a deal for satellite telly.
All the movies?
Yep, all the sports channels.
Imagine.
I like sport about as much as I like him.
That hurts me, Bev. When have I ever shown you anything other than respect?
Let's see what you put on Facebook the other week. Going round Coles. Hope Bev's not there. She's a stuck-up, boring know-it-all and smells of cat food.
I did put LOL after it, though. I didn't think you looked at my profile.
Yes, she does. She likes looking at the photos of you and Begsy. You've got a thing for Begsy, haven't you, Bev?
God, you are so embarrassing. I don't even know who Begsy is.
Bev, I walked in on you kissing his profile picture.
I wasn't kissing his picture. My screen was dirty. I was cleaning it.
With your tongue?
You see, if I stayed here, Begsy would come round and visit me all the time.
Do you think he'd like me?
I think he'd love you.
Brunette Bev beams and her eyes rove. At the cinema, the curtains come down over the big screen. The sparse audience leave their seats. Julie and Glynn are amongst them.
What's that weird made-up language all about?
Arabic. Come on, Glynn.
Is that for real?
Glynn. Glynn White.
Scott Woodhouse. How are you, mate? I haven't seen you since school.
Good, long time. Julie Liverman. Or is it Julie Thwaite now?
No, God, no. We've just started. Yeah. But you never know, do you? You see the film? What a load of...
Absolutely fantastic. Talk about masterpiece. The allegory to the fall and the slow ringing of the bell. amazeballs.
I thought there were supposed to be dinosaurs in it.
Just found it a bit chilling.
Did it not do your head in, though? He's trying to read the subtitles and then see what the camel's head were doing.
No, I speak fluent Arabic.
What, you're joking, really?
Well, I run my own business and we're quite international. Do you ever see anything of those boys that used to bully you, Glenn?
I wasn't bullied.
Begsy, Daz, Paddy Hoskinson, absolute tossers.
They're my mates. You know, we still drink at the Nelson.
What, through choice?
You should pop in, you know, say hello.
Yeah, I might. I mean, I still live close. Well, relatively close. Hell Barnes.
Oh, you did all right for yourself then.
Yeah, you and me both.
Handsome Scott eyes Julie, who smiles bashfully. In bed at home, Kath beams at Hodge, who rolls on top of her.
I can't believe we're doing this. I can't believe we're actually going to make it. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Just eat your nut.
I know. I think it's all that trouble with Daz and...
He rolls off. They lift the duvet.
Aw, he looks sleepy.
It was the first time for everything.
Maybe I should go down there and have a word with him.
I don't think that's going to work.
Come on, let's make a baby.
He's back on top.
Just think sexy thoughts.
His eyes rove. She raises her eyebrows.
Are these new pillowcases?
Kath frowns. Hodge wrinkles his nose and looks sheepish.
Have you had breakfast?
No.
Let me do you some eggs.
I'm not hungry.
Then why don't you do me some?
Customers get angry if I turn up late.
Who does? He won't mind. You're not rushing off to avoid me, are you?
Why would I do that? Last night. I'm so not bothered about that.
I thought you might have gone off me.
Oh, don't be daft.
Right. Well, we can have another go tonight then, can't we?
Yeah. Brilliant.
Delighted Kath heads into the front room. In the hallway, Hodge's smile fades. Begsy carries his mum, Pam, shopping.
And now I have to go round and be nice to his girlfriend's housemate, who sounds like a right weirdo. I tell you, having mates, total nightmare.
Outside Pam's front door.
What?
I forgot my keys.
And I thought forgetting your purse at the checkout was a clever ruse to get out of paying the bill. Here, use mine.
In Daz's house, Hodge, Daz and Begsy look up at the hole in the ceiling.
So what is your professional opinion?
Hodge's eyes rove anxiously.
Something's gone wrong.
What a brilliant assessment.
Well, don't look at me. How do I know you've not run a bath and forgotten to turn it off?
Run a bath? I was watching telly, eat me attic and chips, right? And the next thing I know, I'm in the middle of the bleeding Poseidon adventure.
Oh, everything is always my fault.
Hang on, you're going nowhere, sunshine. Get it fixed. Because until it is, I have to stay at Colleen's. And you better be nice to that bed one, right? Because that's the only reason she's letting me stay.
Are you pimping me out?
Both of you. Sort it.
Oh, Daz! Daz! I found your haddock!
Begsy leaves the room, holding the bit of battered fish between his thumb and forefinger. Hodge scans the ceiling with a sneer, then sits down at Daz's laptop, which is open on the coffee table. He types male importance into a search engine, which then asks, did you mean male impotence? Daz walks with Begsy.
What if she asked me on a date?
Oh, look, it's a no-brainer. The answer's yes.
No, I have seen your updates. I am not going with no weirdo who smells of cats.
Cat food. Look, just agree to it, and then postpone. Like, as soon as Hodge has finished work on my house, you'll never have to see it again. Hiya, Bev. We're here.
Daz goes inside. Bev stares at Begsy wide-eyed and blocks his way through the front door. Begsy's open-mouthed.
Hi, Bev. I'm Begsy.
Bev's face lights up as she gawps dreamily at Begsy. He frowns and his eyes rove nervously. Bev continues to gawp, then smiles goofily.
Something wrong?
Not at all.
Begsy looks really uncomfortable. Indoors, there's a range of beautifully made cakes.
Oh, my God.
She's been all day doing this. I think she's planning on breaking his ankles and keeping him in the cellar.
Blimey, you having a party?
No, just a bit of afternoon tea. We often do this, don't we, Cole? Oh, we have a brew and a Jaffa cake.
There's a plate of them there. Do you like Jaffa cakes, Begsy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, so do I. Oh, my God, don't tell me. Do you like cats as well?
Yeah, they're all right.
Yes, I love them too. We are so going to get along. Right, who's for champagne?
At the pub.
All right, Glenn, how are you getting on with the questions?
Just finding it really hard to get on the internet on this phone.
Oh, well, let me give you the start, eh? What's slow, Jim Richards, ugly animal whose name begins with the letter G, can be found in its natural habitat, the northwest of England.
Is it goat?
Yes, Glenn.
Yeah, goat.
Scott enters.
Could I get a small latte and whatever Glenn wants?
Scott, a small latte and a kick up the arse, eh?
Scott, is it?
Yeah. Well, I'm afraid we don't fart about with lattes in here, son.
What coffees do you have?
Well, we have Nescafe and Mellow Birds.
I'll have an orange juice.
Yes, I thought you might.
I didn't expect to see you so soon.
Well, I do Zumba up at Heaton Manor.
Huh? I've always been rubbish at languages.
Right. Well, I have to pass through, so I thought I'd drop in. You work out much yourself?
Exercise? Yeah, all the time. Yeah, on Xbox.
Listen, tomorrow I'm having a me day. It's really important that you reward yourself. You know, wax, facial, bit of clothes shopping. I was wondering if you want to come with. I could bring you up to speed on Kuwaiti Cinema.
What exactly are you having waxed?
There you go. Is that real?
No, that is a bloody hologram. Of course it's real. Oh, you mean proper orange. My God, your class of mates going up in the world, isn't it, Glenn? Poncy git.
At Colleen's.
Mmm.
It's my own recipe. Loads of sugar, loads of butter, and the secret ingredient, anger.
Anger? Not love?
No, anger. You need to get the air into the mix. So what I do is whisk and think about all the things I get angry about. Animal cruelty, Bill Oddie, Lederhosen. Oh, helps my sponges. Do you want another?
Actually, I'm all right with this one, thanks, Beth.
Have a little nibble on my special cake.
I think you should, Begsy. Have a bite for Bev.
Daz and Colleen are on the sofa opposite Bev and Begsy. Bev slowly and shakily moves a chocolate cupcake to Begsy's lips. He awkwardly takes a bite. With Daz and Colleen gone, Begsy finishes his champagne. Bev proffers him some more.
Oh. Cheers, Bev. You know, I wasn't really looking forward to coming round, but you've really cheered me up.
I tell you what you need. A massage. Get your top off.
What? No. I mean, with me mum. She's getting a bit forgetful.
Does she recognise who you are? Does she think John Major's still Prime Minister?
No, she just forgets little things. My ex-wife, her mum's got dementia, and working at the hospital, I see it with the old days all the time.
We've got so much in common. I work at Glenfern, the old folks' home.
What? That big posh one?
We've just had a Starbucks put in the lounge. Oh. You should bear us in mind if things get worse.
Oh, well, I don't think things are that serious, really.
There's a lot of prejudice about assisted living. It's the new racism. But you shouldn't be scared. Glenfern's basically just a really posh spa for folk who are into Antiques Roadshow.
Well, I doubt I could afford a place like that. Purse strings are tight, Bev.
I could get you a discount.
I'll have a think about it.
She takes his glass.
Did you know recent research has proved that close physical contact helps you to think?
Sorry?
Bev smiles, opens her arms, then wraps them round him. Her smile broadens. In the kitchen, Daz watches them through the glass door.
They snog him?
No.
My salmon!
Don't spit in the sink. And can you put this back when you've used it?
Oh, I'm going to the Nelson or what?
Yeah.
No, you're not. I'm not sharing a bed when you're drunk.
I'm not going to get drunk.
You've nicked two bottles of champagne. You've spat in the sink.
Take a chill pill, Cole. Jeez, let him off the leash, girlfriend. Let our lads go to the pub.
Thank you, Beverly.
As Begsy heads for the door, Bev smacks his backside. Daz follows Begsy. The lads are at the pub.
Excuse me, boys.
Cheers, Warren.
You all right, mate?
Is it the weight thing? Everybody gets fatter when they get older, you know?
I am not getting fat.
Is it your hair?
Have any of you three had any problems
downstairs.
Are you taking the piss?
What?
You brought your bathroom crust down into my lounge last night.
No. Look, have you been tired? So tired that you and your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, knew that there was an elephant in the bedroom, but there was a problem with its trunk.
The lads look baffled.
Talking about ED.
Oh, I see.
ED?
Yeah.
Ed? Who's Ed?
No, he's not talking about Ed.
What do you mean, clumsy Ed on the Swan's Dart?
No, he's not on about Ed, Glyn.
Got Eddie Jumpers, works on the market.
It's ED. Stands for erectile dysfunction, and it means he's having trouble getting an hard on you.
Landlord Warren watches from the bar.
What is that?
Do you understand?
Yes.
So there's no elephant?
No.
Did this happen last night? Right. Case solved then. Brewer's Droop. He had 10 pints last night.
It wasn't Brewer's Droop. I've never had that. First time for everything.
It wasn't Brewer's Droop.
Logged onto some porn sites today. For medical reasons.
And?
Not sausage.
You should have been fixing my house this afternoon, not getting off on porn.
He wasn't getting off, that's his point. Look, lads, you will not tell anybody about this, will you? Vow of silence.
What am I going to do? What if I can't get it working again?
You can always get an injection.
Put me on.
No.
Hodge spits a mouthful of beer back into his glass. Daz staggers woozily to Colleen's front door.
Get in.
Pretty curly-haired Colleen helps Daz up the stairs.
Hey, Hodge, that was like scared his door.
Shh, don't wake Bev.
Sorry, Bev. Hey, just think, you could help me to bed all the time if we live together, you know.
At home, Kath finds Hodge watching TV.
Are you coming to bed?
I'm just watching some telly.
The House of Lords?
They're just discussing wind farms.
Oh.
What? I'm just thinking about future generations.
It's not.
In a silky red gown, Kath heads off upstairs. Hodge looks back at the TV with an anxious frown. At Colleen's, Daz takes a pee in the dark, then slopes out of the bathroom and climbs into bed. He puts his arms around Bev.
Oh, baby.
Oh, Bexy.
Ole.
Bexy.
Colleen's in the doorway. She rolls her eyes and wanders out, gawping. Day. Daz is at the table in Colleen's kitchen. He winces and rubs his head as Colleen opens cupboard doors and slaps breakfast items on the counter. Bev comes in looking moody.
You all right, Bev? Sorry about last night.
Hey, you're coming to pub quiz tonight, something else?
I hate pub quizzes, they make me want to self-harm.
Eggs is going to be there.
Oh, did you say pub quizzes? I thought you said pub schwizzes. Oh, I love pub quizzes, me. Better go pick out some nice pants.
You've done it again, haven't you?
What?
You've not put this away. It's not normal what you do with it.
Colleen, it's a hair dryer. I dry her with it.
I know. I've seen.
Flashback. Colleen finds Daz naked in the kitchen, aiming the hairdryer at his groin. Begsy's at Pam's. He sips a tea, then frowns and lifts the tea bag out of the mug. Pam brings him a plate of breakfast.
There you go, love.
Call me picky, but I actually prefer mine a bit crispier.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have forgotten to put the grill on. Give it here.
Mum, just hang on a sec. Will you sit down?
Silverhaired Pam sits at the table.
I'm getting worried.
Why? What about?
You're forgetting things. You're leaving tea bags in the mug. Forgetting to switch the grill on.
Everyone forgets things.
Yeah, not as often as you do, though.
What are you saying? I'm losing my marbles?
No, I want you to be safe. You remember the chip pan fire?
No. Of course I bloody remember. I'm fine. I suppose I'm just daydreaming.
Well, I'm here for you. And if your daydreaming gets any worse, I've been talking to a friend who works at Glenfern.
Glenfern? The old folks home?
There's a lot of prejudice now about assisted living. It's actually racist. But that place, it's got its own Starbucks.
It's called it's with bingo. I'm not going in a home. I'm in the prime of my life, you cheeky sod. Go on, get to work. You're not having any bacon hot or cold.
She hurries off with the plate. A middle-aged man stands outside his front door smoking a cigarette. He wears a golden party hat and holds a star-shaped balloon. A sign above a rundown shop offers sunbeds and English lessons. In a spa wearing white robes, Scott and Glynn get foot massages.
So relaxing, isn't it?
Yeah. Sorry, my feet are a bit ticklish.
He kicks the masseuse.
I'm sorry, love. Same thing happened when I went to the chiropodist.
Veruca.
Scott smiles and nods. Scott's masseuse eyes her colleague lying on the floor. They enter a room with two beds.
Same thing as last time, J-Paul.
He removes his gown.
Body hair. So last century.
Scott lies face down on one of the beds. Glynn tries to ignore Scott's naked body.
Yeah, I'll just have a number 8, please.
Glynn takes off his own gown, revealing a pair of red Bermuda shorts. Glynn's masseuse puts stones along Glynn's spine.
When we left school,
oh.
I knew I was destined for better things than hanging around the Nelson all my life.
Oh.
So I started to visualise. It's like a meditation.
Yeah, down a bit.
Or praying. It's dead spiritual. Noel Edmonds does it.
Yeah.
You visualise what you want from life, where you want to be, how you want to get it. And if you're serious about it,
yes,
it comes to you. It came to me. Where do you want to be, Glynn?
The pub.
Glynn arrives at the pub, dressed like Scott in effeminate clothes.
All right, lads.
Drinking their pints, the lads double take.
What?
Sorry, we were expecting Glynn.
Oh, funny. Yeah, you know, I just thought I'd mash it up a bit. You know, a woman appreciates a man who takes care of himself.
Yeah, so do certain fellas.
You don't wear any socks?
Don't wear socks with espadrilles.
God, your feet must stink.
Is that a handbag? Put your pint over here.
Two white wine spritzers, please, Warren.
Oh, the girls on the way, are they?
Yeah.
No.
Bearded Warren gawps.
Anyway, back to the reason that I've invited you here. My marriage could well be over.
I've told you, haven't I? Just take the blue tablet.
I don't want to. I want to get me led back naturally. I tried to introduce something new into our love life, but Kath and me, we've done everything.
Everything? All the positions?
Everything.
Role-playing?
Everything.
Spanking, food, on a beach?
All three at once, actually. Picnic at Blackpool. Got out of hand. There's nothing left.
No. There's always something here. Unusual, sexy stuff to get you going. Download that. Whoa. Yeah, I don't think that you should try any of this.
Why, what have you found? Oh, no, that's just a waste of a perfectly good shoulder on that.
Oh, he's really going at that, isn't he?
How fat is she?
Daz, it's a pig.
Put me off baking that as.
Ah, all right, gentlemen.
Scott Woodhouse. Glynn didn't tell us you'd had a sex change.
Hey, don't speak to my mate like that, huh?
Ah, it's okay, Glynn, really. It's understandable. Hodges upset, given his situation.
Situation?
Yeah, your little friend. I'm sure it's only temporary.
You've told him.
Oh, well, he's my mate.
He's not my mate. And you won't be any longer if you keep on blabbing.
Oh, I'm fretting. At least he don't take the mick at me every 5 minutes.
Well, if you don't like us, Glynn, and you think you've got a better class of mate, then please feel free to piss right off.
Is that what you want? Fine. Well, Scott.
See ya.
Well done. Oh, he'll come round. Warren, what do you want?
Don't shoot the messenger. This is off Tonky.
What is it?
A large rum with a dash of Campari in. Said they loves to stoke the fire down below in the old basement.
Works every time, mate.
Vow of silence.
No hard feelings, Algie, lad.
The lads awkwardly drink their pints, leaving Colleen's house.
Hurry up, Bev, we're going to be late.
All right, I'll do my lippy on the way.
You know we're only going to the quiz at the Nelson, don't you? We're not going to the Oscars.
What? This old thing? Which lipstick? Classic Coral or Cherry Lust?
Listen, Bev, about Begsy. You know, all this business with his ex-wife, his daughter moving abroad. I just don't think that he's ready to start dating again just yet. Do you understand?
Totally. He needs a good push, doesn't he? Cherry lust.
Colleen shakes her head. Night, at the pub, the girls are with Begsy and Des.
What's our team name? How about Begs and Bev?
There's four of us.
Your name's going to begin with B. I'll put Begs and Bev and Buddies.
He looks like a right knob.
It's a brewery initiative that's trying to sell more chicken-flavoured crisps.
Yeah, because that's going to work.
They're free, love.
Oh, send him over.
My mum's still not answering.
You can't worry about your mum all the time, Begsy. Maybe you need to let her reach rock bottom, have a fall, break a hip, lying in a puddle of her own discomfort for hours on end. Then she'll have to go in a home. I'm a bit worried my dress goes see-through in these lights. Does it?
You know what? I think I'm going to go and check on my mum. Be about 20 minutes.
Bit of a mummy's boy, isn't he? Bloody hell.
OK, ladies and gentlemen, hope you've got plenty of drinks in, because now we come to the highlight of the evening. It's the quiz night, ladies and gentlemen. And as you know, it's a rollover tonight from last month, and the prize tonight is, and wait for it, £30 worth of pop vouchers. So let's hear the threes and you make to fund the stage. Stockport Tanter to Bamber Gascoigne, the one and the only Glyn Thwaite. Come on! Let's hear it for Glyn. Good lad, Glyn. Good lad, Glyn.
Shall we sit with you?
Oh, no, Glyn says she can't. Says Daz begs your odds dead to him.
Oh, I'll see you later then. Two.
Kath waves to Colleen and co.
Hiya.
White wine?
With Glyn at the mic, Scott brings Julie a drink. She smiles at him.
Look at them all.
Driving themselves mad to try and win £30.
£30 is a lot of money round here, you know. You're not in Hale Palms now.
I'm sorry, Julie.
He glances at Glyn at the bar.
Hodge, about your little problem.
Are we Cathy, eh?
I'm not going to say anything, am I? But when you got upset, I went online, didn't I?
Here.
Got some information for you.
Frequently asked questions about impotence. Are you printing these off for me?
Well, of course I did. You're not just a punter to me, are you? You're me pal.
Thanks, Warren.
All right, and it says there, alcohol is not always the reason for a Mr. Softy. In other words, you can have a few jars whenever you want.
It all out you, ain't you?
He takes Kath her drink.
What was that about?
What? Nothing. It's fine. What team name shall I put?
You can talk to me about anything. You know that, don't you?
His eyes rove.
I won't fit in the box.
Aye.
Begsy knocks on Pam's front door, then peers through the letterbox.
Mum, are you in there? You're not in the loft again, are you?
He takes out his keys and goes inside.
Mum! Mum!
I'm here!
I'm fine.
Where's your skirt? Did you forget to put it on?
Oh, Matthew.
Mum, listen to me. I think you need to see someone.
I am seeing someone.
Hey?
A naked man comes out of the bedroom.
Tonky? What's he doing up here?
Well, I've not finished with him yet.
Begsy gawps.
Sorry, mate. I was going to tell you, but... Whoa!
Tonky moves his hands and the hat over his groin stays in place.
Question 6. Galileo was an Italian physicist, mathematician, astronomer and philosopher who played a major role in the scientific revolution. What colour were Galileo's eyes?
What are you playing at?
Well, you told me to make them hard, didn't you?
That's degrading to chickens, that. Is this Begsy's phone?
Well, yeah, he must have left it, yeah.
Sod it, I'm cheating. Keep a lookout.
Glyn says you've been helping him out with the questions. That's very good of you. I wouldn't have thought this was quite your scene.
Well, I'm certainly not complaining about the company right now. Asabi El Jimal Hagi.
My camel toes are sore from walking the hot city streets. But you are my water.
Is that from inside the camel's head? The bit just before he sees the couple having sex.
Making love. He's tender, but powerful. Listen, I can't stop thinking about you.
But you're Glenn's friend.
I'd rather be your friend.
That is so wrong.
No, it's all right. Julie, look around you. Look. This is Glenn's life. This is what you've got to look forward to.
Yeah, well, it's not so bad.
Question 7. Name 5 flavours of crisps no longer in circulation.
Scott smiles smugly at Julie, who looks down with a rueful smile. At Pam's.
How long?
About 5 weeks.
So, roughly the same amount of time that you've been forgetting things. Daydreaming. Oh, yeah. You were daydreaming, all right, about him.
I knew you'd be like this. That's why we didn't tell you.
He's closer to my age than yours.
Well, you ask him out then. First you think I've got dementia, now you can see I'm fine, and you're still not happy.
Your mother has needs, Pixie.
I don't need to know about that.
I thought I'd kiss goodbye to me drive. But let's just say I'm a tap and Tonky's turned it back on again.
Full blast.
Pixie holds his head.
Tonky's a nice fella, Matthew. We rub along.
Right. I don't need to know about rubbing.
Believe me, son, your mam forgets nothing. She knows where everything goes.
At the pub.
Settle down, please, everyone. Question 12, and it's your music question. The song Fly Me to the Moon was famously sung by Frank Sinatra. How far is it from the Earth to the Moon?
Oh, is that a music question?
Shut it, Daz, or I'll disqualify you.
Listen, Glenn, he's a nice enough bloke, but come on, he thought there was going to be dinosaurs in a film about the Iraq War.
Sorry, just let me get this straight. You went to the effort of befriending Glenn again just so you could get close to me?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know what to say.
Glenn! Glenn!
Could you just, give me a minute, please?
You take as long as you need, sweetheart.
Glynn's at the bar.
Here, here. Here's some proper bloody questions. Ones where you don't have to be a clairvoyance, a crisp bloody addict, or Stephen bloody Hawkins to answer. Now get back up there quick, soft ass. Go on, hurry up. They're waiting.
At Colleen's table.
You're right, Julie.
Yeah, fine.
That Scott bothering you?
Oh, don't worry about it, Daz. It's all under control.
One double whiskey, please, Warren. This has to be the worst day of my life.
Pervert! I know your dirty little secrets. I've seen what you've been looking at on here.
Hey?
I was looking up the answers on this and it was open on some videos. I will never eat another Toblerone again.
No. I was trying to help out Hodge find out about his...
I'd never be with a man who has that sort of relationship with confectionery.
Do you know what? You're absolutely right. It's a problem that I've got. I can't even look at a curly whirly. And to be honest with you, Bev, I don't think that I could be left alone with one of your cupcakes.
Oh, I don't want to know.
She hurries out.
Same again, please, Warren. My day just got a whole lot better.
My next question. I am a 36-year-old male who has erectile dysfunction. What could be causing it? Warren, are you sure about these questions?
I got them off the web, just get on with it!
And your next question. Can impotence be caused by wearing tight underwear?
At the table with Kath, Hodge scowls, then jumps up and marches out of the pub past Begsy at the bar. Kath hurries after him. Hodge stomps out the front door and kicks the wall of the pub. He lopes to the corner of the street, then loiters with an anxious frown. Kath comes round the corner and studies Hodge for a moment. She frowns.
What's going on, love?
I don't want to talk about it.
She leans against the wall.
Would it help if I ask the questions and you just nod or shake your head?
He shrugs and sticks out his bottom lip.
Is there a problem with our mutual friend?
His eyes rove, then he glances down at his trousers and nods his head.
He doesn't want to come out to play, does he?
Hodge shakes his head.
And is it by any chance because we talked about having a baby? Really? Oh, babe.
it help if I said we can put this whole baby thing on hold?
He exhales and nods eagerly.
And gave you a big wet kiss.
Hodge smiles and nods, then Kath gives him a big kiss. They look into each other's eyes, then they share a toothy grin and head back to the pub. Inside, Glynn is still at the mic.
And we'll have all the answers after the interval, folks.
He hurries over to Julie with the mic.
What are you doing, sat with these lot?
Hey, at least we're not trying to pull her.
Yeah, Scott's been cracking onto her.
Glynn sits down, smirking.
I know what this is. Just another bloody wind-up, eh?
No, you lot.
You're just jealous.
Jealous? What? Because you're hanging around with that prick?
You see, I'm above it all. But when you start dragging Julie into it, then you're bang out of order.
Scott, can I have a word, please, outside?
Yeah, of course.
Mate, we are not lying.
How low are you going to sink? You know Scott's right about you lot. You're just bullies. And I'm your crystal, Scott.
We only take the piss because it's banter. It's what we do. It's not because we hate you.
Listen, you look out for each other.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. I had to pretend that I fancied a girl who stunk her whiskers for him.
Right, so let me get this straight. You were using Glynn to get to me.
Yeah.
I mean, why else would I want to be mates with that idiot?
Julie's hidden the mic.
Oh, he's nice enough, but come on. You thought that
Zumba was a language?
Well, I just don't think I could be with someone who treated their mates like that.
Well, he's not my mate.
And yeah, it's harsh. I know, but the ends justify the means.
Look, one day we're going to look back on this and we are going to laugh.
I wasn't going to hurt him.
If someone's got three brain cells, I'm not really sure they're capable of pain.
Right, can we have a drink to think about it inside?
Yeah.
They go back inside, where the whole pub's heard their conversation. Glynn and the lads approach Scott by the bar.
You all right, Glynn? What?
Scott clocks everyone's grim looks.
What's going on?
Julie takes the mic out of her handbag. Scott gawps.
Really?
Ladies and gents, while you enjoy Warren's overly salted chips, here is a bonus question for you. Which poncy prick, usually found in the leafier suburbs of South Manchester, would have a crack at his mate's girlfriend?
He ain't my mate.
He's not worth it.
You can have a go, mate, but remember, I do boxing twice a week.
So do I.
On an Xbox?
Still boxing.
You know what? Normally, I wouldn't be seen dead in a place like this with losers like you.
You cheeky bleeder!
Actually, mate, forget what I said. He's totally worth it.
Begsy steps aside and Glynn punches Scott. Scott's dragged outside in the chicken costume.
You got that old left hook on your there, Glynn, mate.
Oh, whoa, wait, it's not done yet. There we go.
There you go.
Take him to Glasgow. That's his stag do. That's his wallet. You can take whatever you want out of there.
Right.
See you, Scott. You slimy bastard.
They've packed him into a taxi.
See ya.
Julie and Glynn.
I don't think it's broken.
Yeah, well, my heart might be.
You don't think I'd choose him over you, do you? You know those Indiana Jones films that you really like? Well, doesn't the girl always get a kiss at the end?
Yeah, usually. Apart from Last Crusade, when she turns out to be a Nazi and then dies.
Oh, come here.
Ooh, she'll do anything for those quiz answers, won't she?
Right, who's after a round of drinks courtesy of Scott?
Can't.
Sorry.
Where are you going?
Home. Something's come up.
Go on, my son!
ITFC audio description.